About 60% of the Earth's surface is covered by the deep ocean, waters too deep for sunlight to penetrate. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that scientists have now calculated exactly how much of the deep seafloor has ever been seen by humans.
Sonar can map the shape of the deep seafloor, but to actually see what's going on down there in the dark and the cold, to see the blobfish and the vampire squid and the ghost sharks, you need some kind of probe with lights and a camera.
When you're down there with a remotely operated vehicle or other sort of deep submergence vehicle, you can only see a very tiny bit of the deep seafloor at any one time.
Katie Croft-Bell leads a nonprofit called Ocean Discovery League. She's also been exploring the deep sea for about a quarter century.
But it wasn't until about 4 or 5 years ago that I thought to myself, well, how much have we actually seen?
So she and some colleagues contacted every oceanographic institution around the world to pull together a massive database of deep sea expeditions since 1958. And what they found after adding up all the observations is that the area seen by people is only a tiny fraction of the deep sea floor.
It ends up being an area of less than the size of Rhode Island.
In the journal Science Advances, they say 99.999% of the deep seafloor remains unseen. And most of the area that has been explored is within 200 nautical miles of the United States, Japan, and New Zealand. So it's not a diverse sample. She says we don't know what habitats are down there that we've never discovered. And even though the deep ocean might be out of sight, out of mind for most people, the currents down there are bringing oxygen and nutrients up towards the surface.
You know, all of these things are connected and impact us in so many different ways.
John Copley is a deep sea expert with the University of Southampton in the United Kingdom, who wasn't part of the research team. He says he's not surprised by this, but it's good to have some real numbers.
I think what this paper highlights is, you know, there's still a need for a systematic global approach to deep ocean exploration.
He thinks the future will be low-cost technologies that let more communities around the world try to see what's down there on the deep ocean floor. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.